a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
We want to welcome our Paige. If you would like to come up. Hello, Paige. Would you like to come up and just press the button and introduce yourself and say if you have any plans for the future? Yeah, you can use that too. And because we're having a briefing from the Department of Labor and Regulation, I want you to include your name, plans for the future, and the most exciting thing you find about the Department of Labor and Regulation. Lean into the mic.
I'm Carly Hinton. I'm... Thank you. I'm Carly Hinton. I'm from Eureka. I plan to go into medicine, probably at USD. And the most interesting thing, I will think on for you.
Okay. We will have a quiz at the end of the committee. Want to remind everyone to turn off your cell phones. We love finding people in here. With that, we need to establish a quorum. Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Bagalka, Jensen,
here.
Jones, Duo O'Donnell, Maha, Lederman, and Holine.
Here.
Chair, 6 of 7 are present.
Okay, we have a quorum. We have no minutes from the last meeting, and I just want to remind anyone who is going to come up and testify to sign in, please. We won't bust you too much for that right now. But with that, we just have a briefing today from the Department of Labor and Regulation. We have a new secretary, so welcome, Madam Secretary, and tell us what you're up to.
Thank you. Well, good morning, Mr. Chair, committee members. My name is Marcia Holtman, and I am the newest cabinet member. I've been in my position since December 9th, so I hope you will grant me some latitude this morning and forgive if I have a bit of new jitters. So, with that, I have brought representatives from the Department of Labor with me, and I'm sure you're wondering who's back running the shop, but I just wanted you to be familiar with many of the faces and names as we go through this legislative session and talk to you about some of our issues. I would ask if the page could distribute some materials to you.
Yes, thank you.
The first is, if I were doing a PowerPoint presentation, these would be the slides, and it will help you to keep track as I go through my presentation. We'll be consistent with that. And the second thing I would ask if the page could distribute is a copy of our annual report.
I think she now knows what her favorite thing about the DLR is.
So. We like to put people to work. So, with that... As I mentioned, my name is Marcia Holtman, and I was appointed Cabinet Secretary on December 6th. I've been serving as Interim Secretary after Secretary Pam Roberts retired in October. Today, I'd like to introduce my team to you and give you a little background on myself and some of the issues that the department is currently working on. I joined the Department of Labor in 1997, have been in the positions of Public Information Officer, Workforce Services Director, and most recently, Deputy Director. The past few weeks have been busy and exciting as I've learned even more about some of the programs and divisions I wasn't directly involved with in the past. As you heard from Governor Dugard's State of the State address, workforce continues to be one of our top priorities. And I look forward to the opportunities the Department of Labor has to work and expand and improve our workforce development efforts. Workforce is something I have a lot of experience with and a lot of passion about as we move forward with some of those initiatives. So if you want to turn to the second page in your packet that was handed out, that states the Department of Labor and Regulation's mission statement. And as you know, we're a diverse department covering both labor and regulatory issues. Our executive team worked together to write this mission statement that's in front of you, which we feel is a great representation of all we do. And my team is here with me today, and I will introduce them with their division information so you can match names with faces. And, Senator, I would ask your permission to have them just stand at their seats as I come to them and introduce themselves and give their years of service with state government, their current position, and that way we won't play musical chairs with the microphone, if that's all.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, thank you. To lead off, I want to talk to you about the projects DLR is involved with in the South Dakota Workforce Initiatives, known as SD-WINS. Slide 3 lists our programs, and we recently accepted responsibility as the lead agency for the new South Dakotans program as well. We pulled together some of the highlights of each of these programs for you. going on to the fourth page, you'll see Dakota Roots highlights, and hopefully Dakota Roots is a program that you all are familiar with or have some background information. Dakota Roots is our worker recruitment program. It started in October of 2006 and is the longest standing initiative under the SD WINS programs. It continues to see success in matching out-of-state job seekers with in-state career opportunities. Our DLR local offices provide one-on-one employment services to job seekers out of state who are seeking employment in the state. The comments and feedback we receive from seekers are typically very positive, and they reflect well on the level of service that they receive from our Department of Labor and Regulation staff. Here are a couple examples of kudos from just the last month. Wow, thank you so much for contacting me. That was an unexpected and pleasant surprise. And I'm impressed with the hospitality South Dakota seems to show prospective job seekers. I know Colorado wouldn't send nice emails like this to potential prospects. Just thought you would like to know. And throughout the Dakota Roots initiative, we've really worked hard to establish those one-on-one relationships with the job seekers from out of state, be it from email, personal phone calls, to let them know that we really are welcoming them back to the state and want to match them appropriately to jobs. In order to keep up this exceptional customer service, Senate Bill 53 this year will be before you, which asks for an appropriation of $500,000 to support enhanced recruitment efforts in both Dakota Roots and New South Dakotans. Slide 4 shows some of our latest statistics. Over 20,000 people have registered since the program began. We've helped over 3,400 job seekers and their families find the right opportunity and move back to South Dakota since it started in 2006. And in 2013 alone, 756 individuals accepted employment and returned to the state. Now, the average age of our job seekers returning to the state is 36. So, anecdotally, I would assume that that's the age that you're probably going to have a spouse and maybe children. And so, in addition to those 756 that returned for employment, one would guess that they brought family members back too, which is good for our workforce. And you can visit our website at dakotaroots.com to learn more, to follow and like us on Twitter and Facebook. And if you have a family member living out of state, you can hook us up with them and we can try to recruit them back to South Dakota. Another program under SD WINS that we are responsible for is the National Career Readiness Certificate. And we kicked this off in October of 2009. And the NCRC is an industry-recognized portable evidence-based credential. And it's a way to measure if an individual has the workplace skills necessary to succeed. It's not an academic test, it's a test of workplace skills. The three assessments we use to measure abilities are applied mathematics, locating information, and reading for information. And one thing I did as the director of workforce services was I asked all my staff to take this assessment so we would fully understand it, and I have taken it myself, and I'm happy to report that I am capable of being employed in the workforce. So. Under SD WINS, we are bringing the NCRC this year to high school juniors and seniors in a partnership with the Department of Education. As students prepare to leave high school, most will enter the workforce in some capacity. Regardless if you're going on to the military, you're going straight to the workforce, you're going on to a four-year or two-year institution, hopefully work is on everybody's agenda for the future. As a parent, I know that's the hope for my children. So regardless of their future educational plans, we think this is a valuable certificate for them to have. And during the 2012-2013 school year, a total of 1,532 students received their certificate. And actually, of that number, 1,376 earned their certificate, so not everybody that takes the assessment actually gets the certificate. 124 completed all three assessments but did not earn it, and 32 participated but did not complete. And what this does is it gives an individual, whether it be a high school student or an adult taking the assessment, just one more way to market themselves to employers, to say, these are the skills and abilities that I have. This is some information for you to when looking to hire me. Another program that we are responsible for is internships, and the Department of Labor and Regulation has worked to make sure that we have one stop for individuals to post internships and see what's available for internships. in our South Dakota Works job database. We work with technical aspects with the Bureau of Human Resources and the Board of Regents to list these postings automatically. We now have a single location for employers to post those internships and for students to search. And this gives our students a lot more opportunities and access to those internships. Currently, today, there are 215 internships posted, and it's my understanding that this is a little bit of a lull because for the spring, obviously, those internships have already been posted and a lot of them filled, and then there'll be another round when summer internship opportunities are available for students. Next, I would like to share the mission statements of each of our divisions. And I'm going to start first with Workforce Services. And if you're following around along on your slides, this is number 7. And again, it has our Workforce Services mission statement there for you, which I'll let you read. The division includes workforce training programs, including those for dislocated workers, adults, and youth. Labor Market Information Center, which produces our occupational projections and labor force statistics, and Technical Services, which administers programs for older workers, veterans, and supports our SD Works database. I was the Director of Workforce Services prior to accepting my post as Secretary, and the administrators of these three units currently report to me. Other programs under this division are TANF and the Foreign Labor Certification Program. So already you can start to see that there is a lot of diversity within the department and many programs that are covered in our divisions. The priorities for this division are the Disability Employment Initiative, which is a 3-year grant that we receive to help youth who have disabilities enter the workforce. We also received a grant to develop a workforce longitudinal database, and our Labor Market Information Center is in the second year of that grant. And this is a database that will allow us to better be able to track program completers, college graduates, tech school graduates. And I know there's a lot of interest in that data from the legislature, and eventually we'll have that system up and running and be able to provide that. And another thing that's really important to the department is collaboration on workforce issues with our fellow agencies, the Department of Education, the Board of Regents, GOAD, et cetera, as well as our communities. So we have accepted responsibility as we have workforce conversations to bring our fellow partner agencies together and on a regular basis talk about what's going on in each of our respective agencies and then invite the communities to the table as well so they can express the unique needs and issues that they have facing them. All right, Employment Services, and you'll get to hear from somebody besides me for a moment. The Director of Employment Services is Mike Ryan, and I'll just ask Mike to stand up and introduce himself. And Mike, please give your years of service.
Good morning, Chair. My name is Mike. 29 years with the state and 19 with the
state. Thank you, Mike. And Mike is responsible for our 16 local offices, and there's a map on slide 10. I would invite you in your communities, if you have a DLR local office, that you would stop by and introduce yourself to the staff and hear a little bit from them about the day-to-day operations. They're the ones that are responsible for being the face to the public and actually delivering many of the services that are under the umbrella of the Department of Labor and Regulation. And each year, those staff in those local offices assist almost 31,000 individuals with their job placement needs. The priorities for Mike's division, first of all, are Reemployment Intensive Services, and this is a program that is relatively new. And what it does, it takes somebody that's an unemployment insurance claimant, and if they've been receiving unemployment insurance benefits for 10 weeks or longer, then we involve them with the Department of Labor and Regulation staff, and they work one-on-one with them fairly intensively to help them with their job search efforts. And we do a full array of employment training services to help the claimant, to help them identify careers that are in demand, evaluate their skills, identify what training may be appropriate, and direct them to appropriate job referrals. This has been a huge success, And we found that individuals that are involved in this process with those intensive services return to work over 2 weeks sooner than those that do not have that intervention on behalf of the Department of Labor, which means less time receiving unemployment, which means they're back to work quicker and fewer draws on the system. Dakota Roots is another priority, and we've visited about that already. There are currently 2,953 active out-of-state job seekers that are registered in that system. And then another priority is staff professional development. We're always working to make sure that our staff have the appropriate skill sets to be able to perform the services and provide the programs to the public. The next division that I'd like to introduce you to is the Unemployment Insurance Division, and the director of the Unemployment Insurance Division is Pauline Heyer, and Pauline is based out of Aberdeen. Thank you, Pauline. And Pauline does have one bill this session, so she will be a face that you'll see in possibly committee or in the hallways. As I mentioned, the division is located in Aberdeen, and it runs the UI program, which employers pay taxes into the trust fund, and individuals who have lost their jobs through no fault of their own make claims as appropriate to that system. Priorities for Pauline's unit are to maintain the quality program performance, connect UI claimants to reemployment services, and monitor the UI trust fund solvency. And as many of you are aware, a few years ago, there were issues with the trust fund solvency level, and we've got that back to a place where it's healthy, and hence the legislation that Pauline will be visiting about this. Labor and management. The director of labor and management is James Marsh. Thank you, James. The main units of the division under this include workers' compensation, human rights, wage and hour. And James also supervises our UI administrative law judges. And I'm going to move on to page 16 in your packet. The next division is the Division of Insurance. And we do have the dubious honor, I guess I might say, this year of having the most agency bills of any agency. And as the newest member of the governor's cabinet, I'm not sure.
I was trying to not let my committee members know that. So,
but, well, sorry, that
okay.
cat's out of the bag.
Sorry.
And I won't say one of the reasons for that is, but one of the reasons for that is the Division of Insurance has a full legislative packet this year. And so at this time, I'd like to introduce to you the director, Merle Schreiber.
I have three of my records probably be seen as we lobby, since we do have a number of insurance board, and as you are familiar with before, is that we also bills that come from ours from outside or from the sources that we obviously on my left here is Assistant Director Larry Dieter in charge of enforcement investigations, property casualty. Johanna Nicholson, she's in charge of insurance solvency and licensing. Melissa Clayman, in charge of life and health.
Thank you, and I didn't mean to move that target from me to Merle, but I do hope that you possibly had the opportunity to review an email that I sent on January 6th, which talked about our package of consumer protection bills that we'll be bringing forth on behalf of the Division of Insurance this year. In June of 2013, Governor Dugard requested a review of the division's investigative procedures for consumer complaints. The division reviewed its policies, procedures, and authority to assist customers for all insurance lines. A report was issued to the governor, and the division was directed to proceed with the recommended legislation. You'll be seeing more from Merle and his staff throughout the session. They will be working on these bills along with several others, and so I hope that if you have any questions at any time that you'll seek out one of these staff and visit about your concerns or thoughts on any of this. And I believe there may be time after this committee to talk about some of those bills, if that is the desire. Next, we'll move on to banking. And this, their mission statement is on slide 18 of your packet. And the Division of Banking is directed by Brent Hofdahl. Thank you. Brett and
Sorry to interrupt. Just a quick question, because I know that it's going to be an issue this year. The bank franchise tax, are you in charge of that? Do you monitor that? Okay. Okay. Okay, thanks. I just wanted to clarify that. Thank you.
Thank you for that question and clarification. Brett and I both serve as ex officio members on the Governor's Trust Task Force, and the task force is chaired by Representative David Lust. It has 21 members and meets several times each year to discuss amendments to Title 55 and Chapters 21 through 22 and 51A through 6A. In an effort to keep South Dakota as the top trust jurisdiction in the country, House Bill 1047 is the product of their annual review this past year. So there will be one bill that you will see on this year. As a point of interest, as you're probably aware, the trust company growth, South Dakota is consistently ranked as a top jurisdiction, not only for trusts, but also for trust companies. The growth of the number of our trust companies reflects this. In 2007, we had 20 state chartered trust companies with under $40 billion in assets. Today, we have 69 trust companies chartered in our state with over $120 billion in assets. Each of these companies must be examined every 18 to 36 months and pay all of the division's costs. The next division is our Division of Securities, and this is directed by Mike Youngberg. In addition to its regulatory responsibilities this past year, Mike and his staff continue to monitor federal law changes which impact state securities laws and rules. This last year, the Securities and Exchange Commission continued implementing administrative rules from the Dodd-Frank Wall Street Reform and the American Jobs Act. Their priorities for the year are to make their systems more technologically advanced. For example, notice filings can only be accomplished via hard checks sent into the office. These filings comprise about 60% of revenues brought in by the division. They could be serviced through electronic funds transfers, which is more efficient and likely preferred by the customers. So we're looking at a way to implement up-to-date technology. And the next division is Public Affairs. And some of the highlights over the past year in Don's division, and I want to introduce Don. And she will be a very familiar face. She coordinates all of our legislative efforts, and so she's very busy this time of year, but she is also the main contact for the division if you have any questions regarding any of our programs. So we'll make sure that you have her card and contact information, and we'll get replies back to you via Dawn if necessary. Some of the highlights over the past year for her area our work on enhanced Dakota Roots marketing efforts featuring digital engagement and disruptive marketing in the Twin Cities. If you need anything, like I said, from the department, she is your contact. And feel free to call or email her at any time. The next division is Administrative Services, and this is directed by Lyle Harder.
For nearly 33 years,
Lyle would love to come to the mic and speak to you if you have any questions for him. Lyle and his fiscal team perform budgeting, accounting, purchasing, grant reporting, time studies, payroll functions, and audits for DLR's $47 million budget. DLR's fiscal processes 18,000 to 19,000 vouchers each year. And we also have a print shop and mailroom in Aberdeen that prints many forms and brochures for DLR and processes approximately 1 million pieces of mail each year. Lyle has also performs administrative duties for the DOL retirement plan with assets of approximately $61 million. This plan has approximately 250 participants and beneficiaries, and it is separate from the South Dakota retirement system. I also have staff here from Legal Services, and our Legal Service senior staff attorneys are Amber Mulder and Aaron Arnold. And lastly, that's maybe a word that you were waiting for. On slide 25, you will find the 9 professional licensing boards and commissions that DLR supervises. There is some legislation coming from the boards and commissions this year, and I have these executive directors with me this morning. Jennifer Stolle, and I didn't. Thank you, Jen. And Kate Boyd. Mike Richards from the Plumbing Commission. Melissa Miller. And Sherry Brent. Jen will be here with House Bill 1049 this session. Kate will have a cosmetology bill, House Bill 1044. Mike has House Bill 1046 for plumbing licenses. Melissa has Senate Bill 45, and there are 2 for the appraiser certification program, Senate Bills 47 and 48. So those are faces, again, that will be in the halls during this legislative session. I hope this information has been helpful to you. I know it's a lot of information in a very short time, but if nothing else, it gives you a feel for the diversity and the many programs within the Department of Labor and Regulation. I thank you very much for the opportunity to be here this morning and to bring the team, and we would stand by for any questions that you or the committee may have.
Thank you very much. Stay at the microphone. I don't know if there's going to be any questions, but wanted to thank everyone for coming. I know that Pauline, you came from Aberdeen, but it's nice to remember some faces, and we're not all that good at it up here every time. So I also wanted to comment. What really struck me was the tenure of all of your employees. That's a really good indication of a well-run department. I know that retaining good workers in the private sector, from my own experience, is one of the best things that you can do, is when you get a good person, keep them there, give them a good job, and let them know that they're valued. And so I know that we had some from 1970, 39 years, I think, was a few. And Amber, you're the short straw, I think, with 2 years. So but that I want to applaud you for that. That's a very good indication. With that, I will open it up for questions from any committee member to any of the heads of the department. Not surprising that it's dead silence. It's still early on in the session. So with that, I just want to say thank you for coming. The rest of the committee members, you don't have to stay. We're going to, Senator Lederman and myself are going to stick around and talk with some of the people about the bills to set our schedule, but I know that everyone else has work to do. So I want to thank you all for coming, and we will stick around and talk some more. And with that, the chair will entertain a motion to adjourn. Moved by Senator Buell O'Donnell. Did I get that right? Okay. Seconded by Senator Lederman. All those in favor, this will be just a voice vote. All those in favor, please say aye. Any opposed? Thank you very much.